Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/SYS podcast. Now, on to today's episode.
Welcome to the Speak Your Success podcast.
Friends, this is the Speak Your Success podcast, and it's my favorite day of the week. I'm your host, best-selling author and TEDx speaker, Jonathan Jones, and today we have a great topic for you. Today's topic was inspired by me hanging out with a former teammate and a good friend of mine. We actually grew up together. We're going to go ahead and get into that topic in just a little bit. The topic of today's episode is no struggle, no progress. That's right, no struggle, no progress. But before we do that, we always like to take a moment and let you know that if you want to find us on social or you want to find out more information about the Winner's Circle of the Week, you have the opportunity to just go down at the bottom in the show notes. There you will find the link for the Audible trial to where you can go in and register, get your free 30-day trial, and get your free audiobook, as well as you can go down there and see the review of the week, whoever that individual may be. You can follow them, find out more information about them, and also find out about the SYS podcast listens. So all the information will be down in the show notes. And without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get to the review of the week. Today's review reads, I've never been one to listen to podcasts, but Jonathan's podcast has really changed my perspective on them. Not only is he very much motivating, but I can tell that he has a heart and passion to inspire as well as encourage others to be great and intentional about their future. And this review came from Miss Rachel on Instagram. She's Rachel_1_0408. I would encourage you to just follow her because I know she's preparing to go on a mission trip. And I would encourage you just to check out her Instagram, check out what she's doing, check out the great things that she has going on. And friends, maybe even contribute to her journey, her mission, to her, you know, following in her purpose and serving and supporting other individuals. All right. And friends, also, we want to remind you, let us know you're listening. Hashtag SYSP on all forms of social media. And you can find us on all forms of social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff at SYS Podcast One. Let us know, show love, and we will definitely show the love back. Okay, so friends, so today's topic came about because I was trying to link up with one of my old teammates the other day. His name's Tony Bishop. Me and him were just hanging out, and we began just to reminisce and talk about old times because we both grew up in Garland, Texas, that is, as well as we both played on the same national championship winning basketball team. And as we began to talk about old times, then we fast forward to the future. He asked me, hey, what you have going on now? You know, what's next for you? What are you working on? And as our conversation began to move forward, then I began to think, wow, how many people are there that aren't doing what they enjoy? How many people aren't doing or creating the life that they desire for themselves because it might be a little hard? And this is when the topic no struggle, no progress came about, because I began to think of like what I'm doing now. And then people ask me sometimes, John, what time do you wake up in the morning? I tell them 4 most days. And they said, why do you wake up so early? And I say, well, because I have to get out and I have to go Uber. And then I Uber to make a certain amount of revenue that ultimately I can put into my business. And then I can fund my business until my dream job or dream career, which is speaking and empowering young adults, empowering millennials, empowering students to create the life and business of their dreams. But then I began to think, OK, no struggle, no progress, because waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning isn't always easy. Waking up early in the morning and driving for Uber, which I don't necessarily like doing nor really enjoy. However, I'm doing this because I know the end game goal in mind is to put me in a position to where I can do what I really desire to do. So I have a few tangible tips for you today, and I want you to really be challenged today to really think, one, are you doing what you desire to do with your life? because this is your life. We all know the term YOLO, YOLO, you only live once, you only live once. However, I want you to begin to think in this life that you're living, if you're not doing what you desire, why? And then on top of that, you might be showing up for a check. You might be going to work and getting whatever amount of pay that you get. You might be getting paid very, very well. However, you might only be at that job because you've accrued a certain amount of bills, or you have this really nice car and you stay in this really nice spot downtown and you like to spend money on the weekends and do whatever. I don't know. I don't know. But if you're only doing a job so that you can pay the bills for things that you may not even need, it might be time to go back to the drawing board. Because if you're not getting a sense of fulfillment from what you're doing in your life and with your job, you might not be in the right place, friend. And this is just me sharing one man's opinion. This is me just sharing my heart, because that's all that I can share. However, I want to encourage you to do what you desire to do with your life. Serve other people with your life. Enjoy your life. If you're not enjoying your life, or if you're not doing what you enjoy, my dad always says it's not worth doing. So cut it out. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get into tangible tips. And today we're going to weave in stories with the tips just to make it tangible, but also make it enjoyable. So the first tip I want to give to you would be control what you can control. Right. I was reading a book last night and I began to see that this book is more so sports driven. But the principles are very applicable. As I was reading it, it began to say, focus on effort and don't necessarily focus on winning. When I looked at that, I said, that's so contradictory to whatever we see whenever we watch sports anywhere and everywhere, because everything is all I do is win, 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 focus on winning. Winning's all that matters, and saying all those things. However, when we focus on winning and then we lose, what happens? We have a bad attitude. When we focus on winning and we lose, everybody can't be excited. But when we focus on effort, that goes back to the point I just shared. Control what you can control. You can control your effort that you put forth. Before, I said I wanted to speak more, so I started calling more schools. I started making more relationships. I started reaching out to more people. I can control the activity or the level of activity that I assert within my business. I can't control what the people on the other side are going to say. Right. So what is it that you can control? You can't go to the gym and look at your muscle and say, I command you to grow. But you can go to the gym and determine what activities you can do or what exercises you can do in order for your muscles to grow. Or you can determine what dietary measures you need to take in order to later see results. You can't necessarily control losing weight, but you can control portion control. You can control eating clean. You can control not going out to eat as often. Right. And also, just a little bit more on that point. I'm not challenging you and demanding you to be successful, but I am just asking you today to assess the level of effort that you're putting forth in your life and the level of effort that you're putting forth in your dreams, goals, and just your desires. The second tip I want to share with you is, as you're able to control what you control as far as effort, I want you to begin to remove whatever causes you to stray or deterring you from that goal. For instance, if you're trying to wake up a little earlier in the morning, but there's a certain group of people that always get you to hang out later because they might be doing whatever tomorrow when you have to wake up early or go to work, they're causing you to stray. If there's an individual who's in a toxic relationship and they're always pulling on you and they're always trying to make you feel guilty for having dreams, these are people who sometimes you want to share your accomplishments with, but then sometimes they try to tear you down or make fun of you because you want to learn more, because you're reading, because you're participating in personal development and pouring into yourself and growing and enlightening your mind. Those people might be people you need to move around. For me, I used to hang around with certain kids in high school, and all they talked about was getting girls. All they talked about was basketball all the time. Granted, at that stage of my life in high school, I was that same person. That's all we talked about. Girls, 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 girls. College, I was that same person. Girls, 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 girls. Oh, basketball, ball is life, ball is life. However, then I began to realize when some things started to change for me and things started to shift, then I realized that I needed to start shifting my focus for me to get better or better myself for the long term as opposed to focusing on everything short term right now. Third thing. You go through the struggle to identify your stride. Funny story. 2006, Joseph Wheeler High School, Marietta, Georgia. Many of you listen. I'm not sure if you've ran track before, if you did long jump or triple jump, or were in the pit is what we called it, where they had those activities where you run and then you jump and you land in the sand, all that good stuff. It looks really cool online when you watch the Olympics. It looks really cool when you see people who have the technique, who have the skill, and who know what they're doing. I tried the long jump. I'm not sure how many of you have ever tried the long jump before or do triple jump, but the technique is not the easiest to learn. In addition to that, if you don't have the desire to learn, or you feel that you don't have a certain amount of natural God-given athleticism, I mean, that might not be for you. That might not be for you. And that was one thing I learned, because I'm out there at the track trying, was unsuccessful, tried to get my feet and the coordination right, did not work out for me. And then I eventually realized that I didn't want to really get better at it. I didn't want to put in the time, because at this time I was a senior in high school and time was up. I wasn't going to get a long jumping scholarship. I wasn't putting in additional hours on top of the practice that we were already doing. I literally was doing long jump and I was in the pit specifically because there were other individuals I knew that were cool, and I just wanted to try something because I didn't try it before. So I signed up, and I later realized that I didn't really even like it. I hated going to track practice. I hated being out in the sun. And one thing I never understood about track, you practice running so that you can run some more when it comes time to compete. Really think about that. You practice running to run some more. You have to really be passionate about that thing. So now, fast forward into real life today, now I speak. And I've been going through that struggle, and now I'm beginning to identify my pride. I went to Richland College seeking out a speaking engagement. At one point, I talked to an individual. She said, well, Jonathan, I see you want to speak. Have you ever thought about speaking to a young man? And I was like, no, I don't really want to do that, actually. Well, she said, Jonathan, maybe you have an opportunity to teach them, almost like a workshop. And I was like, no, I don't want to teach them. I speak. I just speak. I step up to the podium and I speak. That's what I do. And then she kept on pulling on me. And then eventually the opportunity was proposed to me. Maybe you should create a workshop for these young men. And then I eventually did it. We did a 3-part series for a workshop. Went in, really added value to guys. Guys were really receptive to the message. Something really resonated with the guys about my story, because I was able to connect with them and let them know that I was in the same spot that they are currently in, and that they can be successful just following through the process. And now, after doing that one workshop session with those young men, now I'm beginning to identify that my target population, which I once felt was all millennials, just pouring into millennials, which I do really speak to millennials, but I have a heart really for millennial minority males. So now my workshop is tailored to minority male initiatives, as well as working with minority males and millennials as a whole, because I see that's where the most impact can be made. And that's where I really gravitate to. That's when I really get most excited, helping individuals cultivate that dream, helping individuals cultivate that idea and their purpose. So now every time that I'm seeking out additional speaking engagements, now I realize that this is my population, but it came through trial and error. I would go to elementary schools and speak. I would go to colleges and speak. I would go to middle schools and speak with my brother's keeper and different organizations within schools and different entities. But now I'm beginning to get focused and about to hone in on this one thing. And that's going to ultimately position me for the better. So what's that one thing? Or what's a few things that you think that you're passionate about, you think you want to do? Identify those things. And sometimes, friends, we have to struggle. We have to struggle identifying who are we best serving. We have to struggle identifying where is our best position to serve. Who do we need to reach out to? Who can we serve and support? And ultimately, both parties win. When you begin to try and do things by trial and error, you realize, okay, that's not for me. Cool. This might be. Let me put this off to the left side and put this off to the right. And ultimately, now you position yourself by the process of elimination because you're seeing what you don't do. You're like, oh, well, I have no desire to cook. I like eating food and I like other people cooking for me. Then maybe a chef is not for you. So put that to the left side. Like, okay, that's not for me. However, you might like being a food taster because you like enjoying food and appreciating food. So that's just something to think about. So, you know, what's that area of something that you know is not for you? You just put that off to the side. Put that off to the side and then begin to list out some of the other things that might be for you or you might have potential interest in. Do a little bit more research on it. Just like we talked about in the last episode, the power of commitment. Do a little bit more research. Do a little bit more digging. Get a mentor and see if that benefits you or if it does not. And lastly, I want you to always remember to never relinquish from the dream. If this is something that you say you want to do, then do it. Go for it. Go all in. If you don't go all in, then you'll never know what you could ultimately become. You will never know the amount of impact that you ultimately could have. You will never be able to see how fruitful your impact or your purpose could be if you don't go all in. But the only way to go all in is jump out the plane with no parachute. Because a parachute is plan B. A parachute is like the individual at the circus who walks on the tightrope walk, but then they have the net under them. No net. It's time for us in our life to begin to operate with no net. When we operate with no net, there's no backup plan. For me, with this podcast, I started out this podcast. I had no idea what I was doing. No net. I began to ask individuals and get insight, and I was determined to get better at it. So now I kept showing up. Initially, we started doing 7 days a week. Then I realized that that was not for me. I said, I'm hitting people with too much content. They don't want to hear all this. So then we took it back and now we're doing 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, to hit you with the Monday motivation coming off the weekend, hit you with the Wednesday, you know, hump day, wisdom, and then Friday, sending you out into the weekend with a little bit extra, with some application to get excited about, to move forward. So I want you to begin to realize that, you know, what's that dream that you have? Because if you have an axe and you're swinging at a tree, if you stop swinging, then the tree will never fall. But if you continue to swing, continue to chip away at it, continue to figure out, okay, this is my passion. This is my stride. These are the people I want to work with. This is how I work with them. The more time you put in, the better you'll be able to achieve or obtain a level of mastery in that subject or in that area. For me, I'm determined that I will speak to feed my family. I will continue to do this podcast. I will grow this podcast and I will continue to serve and support millennials everywhere. That's it. There's no plan B. This is it. This podcast will become monetized, period. So I'm going all in to do what I need to do in order to make that come to fruition. I'm going to the podcast conference for a podcast movement next month, July 23rd through 26th. If you're around, I'd encourage you to come out. I'd love to connect with you. But friends, it's just as simple as that. No struggle, no progress. This journey is not easy. There's no textbook way to do it. You have highs, you have lows, you have ebbs, and you have flows. But you have to control what you can control. But make sure you're putting forth effort. You have to remove anything and everything that causes you to stray and deter you from your goal, because those things are distractions. Get those out of there. Distractions aren't good for anybody or anything. Third point, you have to go through the struggle to identify your stride. There's going to be people that's going to leave you. There's going to be people who aren't on your team. There's going to be people who don't believe in you. There's going to be people who want to just move around for the sake of moving around because you're not hot right now. But just like Mike Jones used to say, back then they didn't want me. Now I'm hot. They all on me. And that's going to be something that comes true in your life. You see people disappear, but then you see them resurface. Be aware of those. And lastly, friends, never relinquish from the dream. Be relentless in pursuing your dream. Relentless in pursuing positivity. Never stop. Do not take your foot off the gas, because this is your life. So why would you want to cheat yourself? It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Now we're going to go ahead and get into the What Are You Listening To segment. You can find this on Twitter at SYSP Listens. because this is the Speak Your Success podcast listens part of the show. And this is where we just unpack a few podcasts that we were listening to earlier this week to help you and to serve and further support you. So I've been a fan of the Crystal Clear podcast. And Crystal Clear also is the co-host of another podcast, which is entitled The Reigning Opinions Podcast. I finally checked it out because I saw that she dropped a promo on Instagram. I said, let me check it out. Checked out one episode. Then I ended up checking out like four. I was listening to one of the really ones I want to focus on is Privacy Versus Secrecy. Her and her co-host, I believe her name is Miss Carmen. If I'm wrong, please correct me. Send me a DM and let me know. But they began to unpack privacy versus secrecy. What things should be kept private? What things should be kept secret? It's a really intriguing topic. It's a really great episode. I would encourage you to check them out. They really balance each other out with their opinions. And I mean, they're even keeled. They flow really well together. So check them out. Also, you might know about this podcast, but I'm really focusing on eliminating my debt. My goal is, and which will come to fruition, is me eliminating all credit card debt by the end of 2018. So anytime I want to get fired up and focused on my debt, I listen to the Dave Ramsey Show. And the episode I was listening to is entitled A Proven Plan to Pay Down Medical Debt. Dave Ramsey always brings people on who have these large sums of debt, some in the 100,000s, some less than that. However, when he brings these people on, after they pay off their debt, he gives them an opportunity to do something called the Debt-Free Scream. So this is actually going to be on my goals list. It's going to be to do Debt-Free Scream with Dave Ramsey, because I've had a lot of debt through college and through credit card. So I'd encourage you to check out the Dave Ramsey Show, A Proven Plan to Pay Down Medical Debt. He gives practical tips as well as shares some insight that might help you in your debt journey currently. If you're not focused on it, or if it's something that you eventually want to become focused on, I'd encourage you to listen there. And then lastly, I want to just give a shout out to the artist formerly known as Street Hymns, but now goes by Love Nindo. He released a song this past weekend entitled Link. It's a single entitled Link. And this guy is he's a lyricist. He's extremely talented. He has many freestyle battles on YouTube. But I would encourage you, just if you have iTunes, Apple Music, whatever, Love Nindo. Link is the name of the track. Check it out. And that really wraps up the What Are You Listening To, or the SYSP Listen segment. And now, it's the moment you've all been waiting for. I don't know why I'm talking like Christian Bale and that one bad man. Anyway, this is my favorite segment. And this segment is entitled The Winner's Circle of the Week. Can you give me a drum roll, please? So this winner's circle really goes out to a gentleman I have much respect for. He's done some great work. His dedication and his passion for the game of basketball is something that I've always seen and I've always really admired about him. But now he's doing even more phenomenal things other than that. Well, first of all, I'll go ahead and give you his name. My man's name is Tony Bishop. Can we give the audience a round of applause, please, for Tony Bishop? Pretty Tony is what they called him. Anyway, me and him played basketball together at Richland College, to where he was National Player of the Year. And every time some of the guys like us would go out and get ready to nod off and do whatever we did, he was so dedicated to the game of basketball, in season, out of season. He always wanted to get better. He allowed himself to be coachable. One year he went from an offensive player. Then the next year he was offensive and allowed himself to become a phenomenal two-way player. He's the CEO of EOGA Gear, which is Eat or Get Eight Gear. And we're going to have the link down in the show notes there where you can follow them on Instagram, where he's releasing athletic gear, sportswear. He's got some cool shorts. He's going to release some other pieces this year. Got some dope tank tops. I have actually one of the like dry fit shirts where the logo is a lion. It's just fierce. Eat or Get Eight is the name of the brand. I mean, he's a father right now to his son, Mr. Tripp. He's 6 years old, got the opportunity to hang out with them a little bit yesterday. But he's been a pro athlete for 8 years overseas. He's been stacking up accolades, stacking up championships. Man, this dude here, man, I really have love for this guy, because he's really put in work and now he's beginning to see the fruits of his labor. He's beginning to be able to provide for his son and do great things for himself. And even now starting his own brand with the Eat or Get A gear. And actually this year, you definitely want to be on the lookout for their second annual summer basketball camp. The Tony Bishop second annual summer basketball camp is actually going to be taking place in July. I will have the date down in the show notes. I'm actually going to be speaking at the second annual summer camp. We're going to have fun. We're going to get the kids engaged. Last year was the first one, and we had so much fun. Kids from like 8 to like 14 just out there enjoying themselves, really having appreciation for the game of basketball. And he said the reason he wanted to do this camp was because, you know, growing up, you know, he said we didn't have a LaMarcus Aldridge in our neighborhood. You know, we didn't have a Kevin Durant around here or a LeBron James. But now he wants to be that individual in the community, providing an opportunity for kids to have experience at the basketball camp. It's free to these kids. He's not charging the parents. He just wants to have the kids have an opportunity to really begin to learn the game of basketball, begin to cultivate that passion, and really appreciate the game. So one more time, can we give it up for Tony Bishop, our winner Circle of the Week? We'll have all his information down in the show notes, as well as if you would like to participate and purchase some sportswear from Eat or Get Eight. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have all that down there in the show notes. Now we're transitioning to the quote of the week. The quote of the week comes from the late, great Frederick Douglass. And the quote of the week simply reads, "If there is no struggle, there's no progress." Understanding that, I want to leave with you today just the thought of challenging yourself to not live an easy life. Challenging yourself to not be complacent where you are. I once heard somebody say, "Why have good when great is always out there?" So I want you now to not live a good life. I want you to live a great life. I want you to challenge yourself, stretch yourself, and position yourself to ultimately live a great life. Because when you live a great life, then you encourage and empower other people to do the exact same thing. So friends, I want you to remember, no struggle, no progress this week. When things get tough, remind yourself, no struggle, no progress. When things get hard, no struggle, no progress. When life is bearing down on you, no struggle, no progress. So let's focus this week on the effort that we put forth. Let's eliminate those people who aren't adding value to us in our life or who are causing us to stray from our dream. And let's identify the struggle to identify our stride. But lastly, we can never relinquish from the dream. As always, we don't want you to miss out on this 30-day free Audible trial. Be sure to go to audibletrial.com/SYS podcast. And we're going to have that information down in the show notes as well. We're going to go ahead and get ready to get out of here because it's Friday. It's time for the weekend, whatever you do on your weekends. And we will see you on Monday. As always, friends, if you have found this show to be beneficial, we don't ask you to send a mass text. We don't ask you to blast whatever on social media. We just ask you to share this episode with one friend that you know would benefit from this episode. One friend that you could encourage. One friend that you know this will equip them to be successful in their journey. One friend that you know this will push them a little bit. Give them that loving nudge to get started, to get it going. We'd ask you just to pass this on to them. And always, if you'd like to submit a topic or even sponsor the podcast, feel free to shoot us an email at jonathan@jonathanjonespeaks.com. And friends, like we always do it, say it with me only if you believe it. Ted and friends, as we always do it, say it with me only if you believe it. TEDx speaker and bestselling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success. Believe in your greatness and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?